نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. My brothers, today inshallah, it's a reminder for myself and for my brothers here and for everyone else who's listening about the importance of sending Durood Sharif and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's our duty and our haqq that we as Muslims send Durood Sharif and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The ulama say that when we send Durood Sharif and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is an act of worship. It's counted in an act of worship. It's part of ibadat. When you look at the other dhikr and adhkar during the morning, when we read the kalma, or during the evening when we say Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, or any other dhikr that we do throughout our day, that is also part of ibadat as well, but not at the level of where Durood Sharif is. It's counted as part of an ibadat, as part of worship. Just like how we pray our salah, that's ibadah. Just like how we read Quran, this is worship. Similarly, sending Durood Sharif and greetings upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is counted as ibadah as well. There are many ahadith where it tells us the virtues of sending Durood Sharif upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it tells us the benefits of them. But inshallah, I'll be looking at only 7 of these virtues, just so we can realize how important it is, especially nowadays when there's too many fitnas outside, and how to protect oneself. Number one is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered us in the Quran to send blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He has said, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. So you're fulfilling the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's number one. And what can be greater than fulfilling the command of your Rabb? What is a greater achievement than making your Rabb happy? When we look at another example, when we are working for our boss, our employer, and when our boss, employer tells us to do this task, and when we fulfill that task for our boss, do they get happy with us? Yes, they do. They sometimes give a bonus in our wages. They increase our wage. Why? It's because we fulfilled their command. What they wanted from us, we fulfilled. Similarly, over here, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding us to send blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is, my brothers, making Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy at the end of the day. And this has the most rewards out of all the other virtues. This is why this is at number one. Because you're fulfilling the act of command, you're fulfilling the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, Allah when it says in the hadith that when one person says Durood Sharif once, when we say wa sallallahu ala nabi al-ummiyi, or wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or the Durood Sharif that we read in our salah, it says in the hadith that when one person reads Durood Sharif once, that in return, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him 10 blessings. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove 10 sins from his book of a'mal. And then the final thing is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will then raise him in 10 ranks in the hereafter. Subhanallah. Such a simple way for us to gain rewards and for our sins to be forgiven. Very simple. By just reading Durood Sharif once, You're gaining all that reward. Just imagine throughout our day, how many times can we repeat Durood Sharif? At the end, inshallah, we'll go over what Durood Sharifs we can read, which can save us time. So it's recommended that we read this for our own sins to be forgiven as well. This is the next thing to look at. For your sins to be forgiven, read Durood Sharif as much as we can through, for the blessings upon our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Number three, it says in the hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the closest person to me on the day of judgment will be that person who read Durood Sharif upon me consistently and a lot of times. We all want the intercession of our beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Every single one of us need the intercession of our beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We are not guaranteed Jannah. We do not know on that day what we are guaranteed. We need the sifarish of our sallallahu alaihi wasallam to then intervene between us and Allah, to tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that this person can come to Jannah with me. No one else is guaranteed Jannah. No other prophet is guaranteed Jannah except the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It says in another hadith that when every single mankind looks at the azab of qabr, when they see, azab of nar, when they see Jahannam, every single person will fall on their knees and they will not be able to look up, even including the prophets. And the prophets are the ones who are the most highest level in the eyes of Allah. And even they will fall to their knees when they look at Jahannam. So who are we on that day? This is why we need the intercession of our beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam to be with us. And for us to be with him on the day of judgment, we need to consistently read Durood Sharif upon him. Consistently, my brothers. Number four is that our beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he himself sends greetings to us when we send blessings upon him. For example, when we read our Durood Sharif in namaz, or even just out during our day, when we say wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil ummiyyi, this Durood Sharif and this blessing and this greeting is taken by the angel, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands the angel to take that blessing to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with the tawfiq of Allah, responds to every single one of us, and he responds to us by in kind. Subhanallah, we are making our communication directly with our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have not seen him. We cannot meet him right now. We cannot see him. But that bond can still be there. We can still make our bond with our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam strong by reading Durood Sharif constantly. And he will reply in kind. When we say salam, he will give us a salam back. When we send him blessings, he will send blessings upon us. And we need the dua of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as he made dua for his ummah day and night, day and night. It says in the hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha, says that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would cry all night in tahajjud and his prayers. And when she asked sallallahu alaihi wasallam that, what dua are you making? And our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that, I'm making dua for my ummah. So he made dua for us and he has not seen us. He didn't know us. So this is a haqq upon us that we make dua for our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as well. This is a haqq upon us. The fifth virtue and the fifth benefit that we can get from reading our blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that it will remove stinginess. For those of us who are stingy with money, for those of us who are stingy with wealth, with food, with whatever thing that we have, and we feel stinginess, and for those of us who want to be more generous in our lives, who want to give more to charity, and give more sadaqah, and give more zakah, then read Durood Sharif. Why? It's because our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that whoever does not read blessings upon me after my name is taken, then that person is stingy. For example, let me just rephrase that, my brothers, that when our Prophet ﷺ's name is mentioned and a person does not send blessings upon the Prophet ﷺ and does not say wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then that person is stingy. And for that stinginess to be removed, then you read Durood Sharif and you'll become more generous throughout all your life. You will give more charity, you'll be more generous towards your family, your friends, your anger as well. This stinginess also includes your anger. For those of us who have anger issues, who cannot control your anger, this is one of the cure to it, is that when we read Durood Sharif upon the Prophet ﷺ, then our anger will be more controlled, because we become more generous, not only in our wealth, but we become more generous to our Muslims, our brothers, our sisters, our children, our wives, our parents. Ma'udhu billah, there are some people in the world, some Muslims especially, that are rude to their parents. This is one of the highest, one of the biggest sins that we can make, is making our parents angry and sad. It says in the hadith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is angry with that person whose father is angry with him. So if your father is angry with you, and if your father is upset with you, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is angry with you. We do not want the anger and the ghadab of Allah. We want the mercy of Allah. We want the happiness of Allah for us. Number 6, every one of us has difficulties in our lives. It could be our dunya difficulties. Some of us could be having legal issues with court. Some of us can be having family issues. Some of us could be having employment issues, exam issues. Then for your du'as to be accepted, then it says in the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ that a du'a, when it's made, is held back until the blessings upon me is not mentioned in that du'a. Meaning that Durood Sharif, if Durood Sharif is not read in the du'a, then that du'a is held back by the angels and it will not be accepted. For you, if you want your du'as to be accepted, if you want your difficulties to be removed, then we need to read Durood Sharif in our du'as. And the ulama say that read Durood Sharif at the start. When you raise your hands, the first thing to do is read Durood Sharif. And at the end, when you're just about to finish, just before you say Ameen, read Durood Sharif again. Send blessings upon the Prophet ﷺ again. And that will guarantee your du'as to be accepted. If it's for the worldly life, or if it's for the akhirah. And we all have du'as that we want to be accepted. Everyone has their own issues. Every single one of us here or is going through something. And there's one cure to this is Durood Sharif. And this is further mentioned in the benefit number 7, is that the Prophet ﷺ mentioned to Mu'adh radiallahu anhu, that Mu'adh radiallahu anhu asked the Prophet ﷺ, how much Durood Sharif do I read upon you? Meaning, how much time should I send blessings upon you? The Prophet ﷺ said, as much as you can. So Mu'adh radiallahu anhu replied back saying that a quarter is a quarter enough? Meaning 15 minutes, 20 minutes, is that enough? The Prophet ﷺ said, that's enough, but if it could be increased, that'll be better. So then Mu'adh radiallahu anhu said, okay, I will do half. And the Prophet ﷺ said, that's enough. If you can do more, that'll be better for you. And then Mu'adh radiallahu anhu said, that I will dedicate as much as my time to sending blessings upon you as much as I can. And the Prophet ﷺ replied back, saying that, he said, wallahi, if you read Durood Sharif upon me as much as you can in full, then all your worldly matters will be dealt with by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove your worldly matters. And any concern and any worry that you have, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove that from your life. And this is what we need, my brothers. We're all in need of some stress-free. So these are the benefits of reading Durood Sharif upon the Prophet ﷺ. And the best durood is that one we read in our salah. The full durood, when we say Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammadin all the way to the end. But during the day, sometimes it gets difficult to read the whole durood. So then there are, and these are the authentic ones from the ahadith, not made up. They're all authentic from the ahadith. And you could read wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the shortest one that we could read. After we hear the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's name, what do we say? We say wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is sufficient for us as well. This is enough for us to be counted as a durood, as a blessing. There's other ones like wa sallallahu ala nabiyyi al-ummiyyi, and there's many, many other ones. So if we were to even read the shortest one during our day, throughout our day, the only thing that we should be reading when we have free time is durood sharif and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And you will see the benefits of this throughout your life. You will see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes trouble from your life, removes concerns from your life, and your future and your path will become easy for you inshaAllah. Especially on the day of Friday and the night of Friday, meaning the Thursday night and the day of Jum'ah, it's been said in the hadith that the durood sharif should be read the most during this day and night. So today's Jum'ah, my brothers, do not forget to read durood sharif upon the Prophet ﷺ. This is our haqq. And there's many, many virtues, as I just said. Subhanakallah wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. We pray our sunans now. And if everyone can make your safs as well, just so your safs are straight and there's space for other brothers to come in as well. So.